The city of Rio Dell is now under a drought emergency due to the low level of water in the Eel River, according to a resolution passed unanimously by the City Council at a special meeting held online June 22nd. Voluntary water use reduction is encouraged, and the city updated their water shortage contingency plan. Rio Dell is the last town along the river to pull their drinking water from the South Fork of the Eel before it joins the Van Dusen River and flows to the ocean. The city infiltration gallery, located near the Eagle Prairie Bridge, came online in 2006. The system was prone to getting clogged with clay and silt deposits over the years. In 2014, the city excavated the infiltration gallery and made necessary improvements to help the system when river levels are low. In 2018, in order to supplement the water supply, Rio Dell reactivated city wells located at the former Eel River sawmill site, which had previously been the source of city water from 1955 to 2006. The wells had been deactivated due to high manganese and iron in the well water, which is surrounded by the former sawmill site, which has been redeveloped into a commercial cannabis district. The city installed an extensive manganese and iron filtration system, as well as surrounding monitoring wells for early detection of pollutants. Rio Dell is now in a Stage 1 water shortage emergency and will begin drawing water from the metropolitan wells in order to reduce the amount of water taken from the Eel River. City Manager Kyle Knopp explains.
Really, the first stage in the drought order in water shortage contingency plan is the voluntary conservation measures, step one. So in this, what we're calling for is during a drought to be able to supplement the city's water supply by reducing the amount that we pull out of the surface water in the infiltration gallery and then replace it on a day-to-day basis by no less than 20% groundwater. And what that does is it eases the pressure on the river system and uses that groundwater aquifer to replace that water. And so we're able to, you know, unlike in 2014, where there was a sharp curtailment and the city was really cut off, and people were not able to water their gardens or lawns or things like that. The situation is that we should be able to continue to do that, but we want to start up an educational program to make sure that people are not wantonly wasting water. We want to make sure we're identifying leaks and correcting those and doing the same thing on the city side as well for any property or any water facilities that we own.
Earlier in the day, the Rio Dell Planning Commission met to approve the conditional use permit for Dinsmore Plateau Farms, a 134,000 square foot canopy mixed light cultivation project with 27 greenhouses. The commercial operation will be using city water and sewer services, as well as installing a rain catchment system. Rio Dell does not allow trucked water to be used as a primary water source for cannabis operations, except for in an emergency. Dinsmore Plateau sits high above Rio Dell and comprises hundreds of acres, many of which are being developed into various commercial cannabis projects. The plateau and the former Eel River sawmill site are the only two commercial cannabis cultivation sites allowed in Rio Dell. Sweetgrass Farms was recently approved to develop 32,000 square feet of cultivation on the plateau using city water along with a rainwater catchment system. Northwestern Flower Company was also recently approved for almost 10,000 square feet of indoor cultivation at the former sawmill site, in addition to numerous other commercial cannabis projects in various stages of development. As of June 27, 2021, the United States Geological Service recorded the Eel River near Scotia at 152 cubic feet per second of flow, which is around a quarter of the median that is expected this time of year. Mandatory Stage 2 water restrictions will go into effect in Rio Dell if and when the river falls below 30 cubic feet per second, which is anticipated to happen around August, based on the current projections. The Drought Emergency Declaration and the Rio Dell Water Shortage Contingency Plan are available at theriodelltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, July 6th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD News.